From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Thursday, March 11th. Coming up, this month marks 1 year since widespread COVID-19 shutdowns began across the country. We'll take a look back at the past year with some sounds of the pandemic from Side Effects Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Political and educational leaders touted the education reform bill that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed earlier this week at a stop at Parkland College in Champaign yesterday. Democratic State Representative Carol Ammons of Urbana was among the bill's sponsors. She says one part of the massive bill funds workforce development.
The support of the workforce training program provides funding for short-term, 1 year or less, training that leads you to employment at a higher wage. That's the focus of that program.
Other parts of the bill expand access to the state's early childhood intervention program and establish a 22-person inclusive American History Commission. University of Illinois Chancellor Robert Jones highlighted the bill's addition of graduation requirements in computer literacy and laboratory science. Some hoped the single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine would make it easier to vaccinate vulnerable, hard-to-reach populations. But as Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports, some health officials won't be distributing the vaccine to these communities for fear of backlash.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine proved safe and effective in its clinical trial and was 100% effective in preventing hospitalization and death. It did report a slightly lower efficacy, though, than the other two FDA-authorized vaccines. Omira Giacello is a regional health officer with Illinois' Department of Public Health. She says that's why the department won't be using the J&J vaccine for underserved communities.
Might be, oh, really? You're going to give them that because they're African American, because they're migrants? You know, like, they should be given the same rights as someone that's Anglo-Saxon, get that Moderna or the Pfizer that's being offered.
Other states, though, including Iowa, are allocating Johnson & Johnson doses to meatpacking plant communities in order to vaccinate essential workers as quickly as possible. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Health experts say the best vaccine is the one that becomes available to you first. Currently, 22% of the vaccine-eligible population in Champaign County have been fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, Carl's second-dose COVID-19 vaccine clinics, originally scheduled for today and tomorrow at Kohl's Plaza, are being rescheduled until Monday and Tuesday, respectively, due to a lack of vaccine doses. Those with appointments will be contacted in order to reschedule. The first-dose Moderna clinic appointments will proceed as scheduled. According to data from Tuesday, the University of Illinois saw 12 more coronavirus cases, bringing the total number of cases since the start of the semester to more than 1,300. The 7-day average positivity rate is holding steady at 0.11%. The campus also announced that graduate students who don't come to campus are no longer required to regularly test for COVID-19. Still to come, we're launching a new series from Side Effects Public Media that looks back on the past year of the pandemic. It's called Reflections, and it's coming up next on 217 Today.
I'm Cesar Sanchez, a reporter with Illinois Public Media. Have you ever wondered how well our area is doing with COVID-19 contact tracing, or how long local schools might continue to meet in person? If so, you have a place to ask. Simply go to illinoisnewsroom.org/ask and submit your questions. Journalists at WILL will contact local newsmakers and find your answer. That's illinoisnewsroom.org/ask. It's a resource from Illinois Public Media to find out anything you like to know.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. In this next story, we bring you something a little different. It's been a year since the COVID crisis started to dominate our lives. To mark that milestone, throughout March, we're reflecting on the stories we told, revisiting people we spoke with, and asking you about your own experiences. We launched this series called Reflections with a non-narrated collection of key moments reported across the Midwest. It was curated and produced by Side Effects Public Media's Carter Barrett.
Breaking news tonight is the coronavirus now spreading in the U.S., the first case in the country of unknown origin, no known link to...
If I have friends who, you know, who text me and ask and said, oh, are you worried? Am I worried? I think that the greater concern here is for people to overreact, right? So I've seen posts online about stores running out of paper towels and toilet paper and limiting how much water you can buy. Preparedness is always helpful, but that might be an overreaction in this case.
So at this time, we know not only in Indiana, but across the U.S., we are seeing community spread. The 2020 Summer Olympics, now the latest major sports cancellation caused by the global COVID-19 pandemic.
The first leg of the horse racing's Triple Crown, the Kentucky Derby, was moved earlier today to September as well.
So within the last hour or so, we have had the ACC, the Big 12, SEC, Big 10, and AAC all announce that they would be canceling their conference tournaments.
You know, every day I see these patients come in, I see them at the bedside, and you do the job. You swallow your fear, you swallow your anxiety, you gown up, and you go in and do the job.
So you can only imagine what that must feel like, you know, sticking your mask in this little brown paper bag and putting your name on it for the next day and hoping that that is going to protect you.
I mean, I'm not at the front line, so I can't even begin to imagine what that must be like every day.
Right now in the parking lot behind me out the window, there is, I think about 10 cars full of family members of an elder gentleman who's in the hospital and actively dying. But the whole family slept in their cars in the parking lot overnight because they were afraid he was going to pass away and they wanted to be here, even if here is in the parking lot.
I've been with the Marion County Coroner's Office for 22 and a half years. This pandemic has been like nothing I've ever experienced in my entire career.
This is a call from an inmate at the Indiana Department of Corrections.
At this very moment, I can reach out and touch somebody, and now somebody else. The breeding ground for infections and viruses, and now we got a reason to be scared for our lives.
Bueno, yo la verdad me sorprendí cuando decían, porque yo no conocía a nadie con COVID. Yo pensaba que era, bueno, que era, no sé, algo que no existía.
He says before arriving here in June, he didn't know anyone with COVID-19 and didn't think it really existed. Since June, the local health department has linked 21 cases to the hotel where Gomez and an entire crew of migrant workers are living.
And it's now day two of Indiana's statewide mask mandate. On day one, protesters gathered at the state house. They called the mandate unconstitutional.
The garden outside Eskenazi Hospital was packed with over 500 medical professionals last night. The demonstration created a sea of white coats and face masks.
You add the distrust and it creates for very difficult family conversations. That's been the most challenging thing that I think we've had to overcome during this whole crisis. And I think that could be a fork in the road, and I'm hoping that we make it a positive one in terms of focusing on that trust for the system.
And I am the principal here at Chapelwood Elementary, and I'm going into my second year. The key word here has been pivot. So every time I get a new bit of information, I say, okay, back to the drawing board. What are we going to do?
As COVID-19 cases continue to surge, IMS is now scrapping plans to let any fans into the track to watch the Indy 500.
This morning, the COVID crisis, after shattering its single-day record of new infections, is now in its third wave nationally, and it's ravaging many smaller communities for the first time.
What we keep hearing is that people don't think COVID is a thing, that people are gathering in large groups without masks, they're not social distancing, and essentially that they have pandemic fatigue. You can look at our numbers and see, it's clear, COVID is a thing.
I think hero was the term that nationally we used at the time, but even in comic books, people listen to heroes, right? So I don't know that hero is the appropriate term if now we're begging people to do the right thing.
Pfizer vaccine today.
Okay.
And before you leave, we'll have you schedule an appointment for your second dose.
Okay, sounds good.
And which arm?
I got the email to schedule my vaccination, and I got on immediately. To me, it's the only sort of hope we've had this whole time, and it's sort of the best hope possible.
When you create a system or you announce a system and then you change those plans, it creates confusion among the customers and those who are really seeking the vaccine, and they just don't know where to go.
The nation tonight has marked a new watershed moment in the COVID-19 pandemic. 500,000 confirmed deaths. It comes even as daily increases in infections and deaths have slowed sharply in recent weeks.
That look back at the past 12 months was curated and produced by Carter Barrett with music from Glass Obelisk and Blue Dot Sessions. It launches our series Reflections. This month, we're looking backward and forward as people contribute their stories of grief, challenge, growth, and making it work. To share your own story for this project, call 765-228-2129 to leave a voicemail. That number again, 765-228-2129. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says showers and thunderstorms likely this morning, otherwise cloudy skies with a high of 61 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Dana Cronin and Carter Barrett. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mulvane. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.